It's September 14. One of the strangest and most frightening features of this war is the people who refuse to leave towns and villages that are literally in the firing line. I meet these people all the time. They live without electricity, running water, without working shops, in constant danger of dying under shelling or being occupied. They cook on fires, sleep in damp basements, survive on food supplies and the help of volunteers who come to them and bring canned food. In fact, these volunteers come to take the residents of frontline towns to a safe place, to give them the opportunity to live in comfortable conditions away from the shelling and Russian troops. But many refuse to leave, and even their children are not allowed to be taken away from danger. The main motivation is, oh, where will we go? Here we have our apartment. That is, a concrete box that can collapse at any moment after a shell hit, which Russian butchers can occupy. This concrete box turned out to be more valuable to many than their own lives and the lives of their children. When it became clear that this war is for a long time, that all Putin's plan to subjugate Ukraine had failed, I wrote a message to my relatives in Russia, in which I warned that soon Putin would start looking for someone to blame for all his failures, and Ukrainians living in Russia will be the perfect scapegoat. They will be declared spies, saboteurs, and main enemies, after which repressions will follow. My relatives wrote that they understand all the risks of staying in Russia and would gladly leave from there, but in Russia there is an apartment. How to leave the apartment? A nightmarish, skewed picture of a world in which apartment is more valuable than life and human dignity is a consequence of the criminal policy of the Soviet Union. For the Bolsheviks, human life was worth nothing. During their rule, tens of millions of people died from violent death, from hunger, from exhausting labor, from inhuman conditions of existence. But a separate apartment was the main value. It was impossible or almost impossible to honestly earn money for your housing. The state gave apartments, but only where it considered it necessary and only to those whom it considered worthy. As a result, three, sometimes four generations of one family lived in small apartments. And this is not the worst option. There were also apartments in which each room was occupied by one family. And these families were not related to each other by any family ties. It's just that the state decided to settle them under one roof. The kitchen and bathroom were used in turn according to the schedule. As a child, I, myself, lived with my parents in such apartment. But that's all in the past. The Bolsheviks are no more. Apartments, of course, are quite expensive, but damn it, this is not a reason to risk your own lives. This while Soviet Union still keeps people in some kind of mental slavery, and our war is, among other things, against this mental slavery.